Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm good. A little under weather, but good.
A little under weather. Is that pertaining to your health, or is that pertaining to Alabama basketball?
Both. Yeah. Physically, a little sick, but Alabama basketball-wise, chronically ill. It's just, you know, tough, rough two games, but I think some might say that you're feeling pretty good.
Oh, I'm on cloud nine, man. You know, at Saturday, we'll just go ahead and jump right into it because, you know, we spent probably three quarters of the episode talking about it last week. So I need to touch on a little bit. Saturday was pretty good for my Auburn Tigers. Never trailed in Coleman. First time Nate Oates has never led at home in his era at Alabama. So that was pretty impressive. You know, it was a great game, in my opinion. Of course, it was great, in my opinion, because of, you know, Auburn never led. But it was also a competitive game. In fact, despite the fact that Bama never led. Like, Bama was in the game. Up, I mean, you had a little stretch right there in the beginning of the second half where it was up to 13 or 15 or something like that. I know you texted me and said, if Bama doesn't score six or so right here in this next four, then it's over with. Well, actually, that didn't even happen. But Bama still clawed their way all the way back until the very end. So, I mean, 3.5 million viewers watched the game. How about that for Alabama and Auburn?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a lot more than what we're probably used to. But no, it was like you said, competitive. To open the game, 9-0 run, I think it was, by Auburn, if not more. Start, and you know, that just one of those things. And you know, when that first three went in, you could just kind of feel that you knew what kind of game it was going to be. You know, it was a lot of fun though. Regardless of the outcome, that atmosphere that Coleman provided was pretty good. From both sides. I know at the end, you have the Auburn fans, chanting whatever they chant, whatever y'all chant. I don't know. But, you know, their presence was felt. So it was just all around great atmosphere. I was able to go to the game with my girlfriend, Katie. So that was fun to get to experience that together. Row 21, you know, just great. But like you said, Alabama never led. Well, they never led last night either.
Yeah.
So 80 straight minutes of basketball without leading. I feel like that's not good.
Some would say.
Are we some?
I think. Well, I'd say that's pretty good for Alabama.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I would say that. I don't think you would agree with that.
I am some then. Yeah. You know, just not a great week of basketball. And, you know, schedule doesn't get any easier coming up. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
All right. Going back to last week a little bit, you know, it was kind of a rough Saturday for me and Jacob from the pick'em wise. I guess I'll go ahead and say our records. You know, Jacob went 8-6. I went 9-5 because I was able to get the get back midweek with LSU and South Carolina in what we labeled as Battle of the Bad. That brings our season totals to 74-30 for me and 68-36 for Jacob. So back to that six-game lead. But Saturday was rough for Jacob. I mean, Jacob, I think we started 3-1 and then went 0-4.
We started out, I think we did. I know we started out 3-0. I think we went 1-5 or 1-4 in the last five. So
is that good? Is that good?
I would say no, but you know, I'm not a mathematician, so I don't know. But I just feel like everything that we predicted went wrong. Like, just bad wrong.
Like, well, I mean, Kentucky and Texas. I mean, that was. I mean, I don't would call that the upset of the day. Texas was 3-8 at the time, and they were able to beat Kentucky at home. And that kind of makes sense. It was a decent matchup for Texas, honestly, the way Kentucky plays ball, more of like that NBA style, kind of one-on-one, shoot the three, or drive, kick, shoot the three kind of thing. And that's what Texas, like Trey Johnson, likes to just wait till there's four guys in front of him and shoot it and make it. So, you know, that played into Texas' hand a little bit. Kentucky was probably sleeping a little bit going into Texas, just a little underestimating their opponents. And then you had LSU over there beating Oklahoma. I mean, I think Porter Moser's team is probably out of the tournament right now if they don't just step it up right straight here down the stretch. But shout out for LSU, man, going 2-0 as they were able to get the midweek dub versus South Carolina.
Right, and that was the one that I was thinking about. But also Mississippi State getting a really much-needed win.
Kind of dominated.
Great week by them this week, especially with a huge win Tuesday night against A&M at home. So, I think you're going right for State right now. Of course they are when they come to Coleman in 5 days. So
don't worry. I'm waiting for the air ball free throw to lose the game. It's going to happen. It's just Mississippi State when they play out though. It's going to happen.
Well, I hope it happens because I need to see another win. Need to see some leading in the game actually. But yeah, you know, I'm trying to think of another game. I know Vandy, Tennessee was close till the end. I know Vanderbilt was up at halftime.
Yeah, they were. Tennessee kind of dominated them in the second half. And same thing happened last Wednesday night with Kentucky Vanderbilt. I mean, Kentucky was only up one. I think that's what we were talking about last night, and they ended up winning by like 20 something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Vanderbilt, you know, swung for the fences in the first half, but then came up short in their get back game. Or the teams that were trying to get back to them.
Yeah. So, overall, not so great for us. I think we went over 500.
Mm-hmm.
I complain, I guess. It sucks for me that I lost the game back because, you know, South Carolina had a chance in that game too. And when I started watching, it's when LSU went on a 10-0, 13-0 run, and so I was like, of course, you know, welcome to the game, Jacob. But we're gonna go ahead and jump into the power rankings for this week. 16, you already know who. At this point, I feel like they're kind of pinned in. You know, I guess maybe depending on what happens, you never know. Could, since we do put a lot of emphasis on the last week's results, South Carolina's 0-13, just haven't won. They got to be at 16. Oklahoma, 3-10, another 0-2 week this week. Lost at home against LSU. Shouldn't have happened. They're at 15. Georgia went 0-1, had a midweek bye, lost at home against really, really good Missouri team. So they're at 14. And then LSU, who went 2-0, definitely didn't expect that to happen from either one of us. We had them, you had them going 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
I had them going 0-2. So I guess that's just what I get. LSU at 13.
All right, 12, we got Arkansas. Arkansas is 4-9. And, you know, honestly, Arkansas didn't play bad the past week. They, you know, barely lost when they played A&M at A&M in the Reed Center on Saturday. And then last night, they were up by 1 point with 3.5 minutes left, 3 minutes left the game versus Auburn. They gave Auburn a run for their money. So tough week for Arkansas having to go to Reed Arena and to Neville. But they went 0-2. And after they had their little hot stretch, they slowed down a little bit. So Arkansas is 12, 4-9. 11, Vandy, 5-8. You know, like we said, they swung, they had good first halves and just couldn't finish the games, and they're on a little bit of a losing skid now. So we have them at 11 at 5-8. 10 is Texas, 5-8. You know, giving them props for beating Kentucky and Saturday. And then at 9 is Ole Miss, who is 8-5 with their loss to State on Saturday. Just haven't been playing good ball as of late. They've been either struggle winning or losing in the past 2 weeks. So we have them at 9.
Yeah, I'm at 8. Got Mississippi State, you know, 2-0 this past week. Two really good wins. Tough one on the road at Ole Miss, and then at home against A&M. Then at 7, we have Kentucky, who's 7-6 in conference play. They went 1-1. That's right, lost at Tech. You know, probably one you shouldn't lose, but Trey Johnson. At 6, we have Texas A&M, who is 9-4 in conference play. Had a big, big loss against Mississippi State on the road, but a good win against Arkansas at home. And then we have Tennessee at 5. They're 8-5. They play A&M this week, so that'll be a good one. And then they went 1-0. Yeah, 1-0 on Saturday. Had the midweek bye.
All right, 4 is Alabama after their little struggle the past week. Lost to two good teams. You know, me and Jacob had them losing. Wednesday night, but that was because we expected them to win on Saturday. So, kind of, if we'd have had Auburn winning on Saturday, I think we'd have definitely would have took Bama to get their get right game versus Missouri. It didn't happen. 0-2, so we slid them down just a little bit. And because they lost to Missouri, and Missouri was knocking on the door last week, we have the Missouri at 9-4. To, you know, road win at Georgia, and then a road win at or a home win, which you never trailed in at home versus Alabama. So Missouri at 3. Florida's at 2, just taking care of business, just being steady. You know, Florida's playing really good ball as of late. And then at 1, we have Auburn, 12-1. So, you know, 2-0 the past week with the win versus Bama, and then the midweek win versus Arkansas.
All right, we're going to go ahead and jump into the games this week. I know I just mentioned that Tennessee and A&M will play each other. Well, that is the first game on Saturday. All times, our central time, which is what time zone?
God's time zone.
There you go. All right. The first game of Saturday is number 6, Tennessee, who's 21-5, 8-5 in conference play, at number 7, Texas A&M, who is 20-6, 9-4 in conference play. It's 11 a.m. tip on ESPN. What you got?
We'll take the Aggies at home. I think these teams are kind of similar the way they play. You know, defensive teams. They got a guard and, you know, Ziegler and Wade Taylor that are shot chuckers a little bit, you could say. And Ziegler definitely gets his whistle kind of thing. So they match up similar. I'm going to take the home team, though. I'm just going to take A&M to win at home and just get their little get back or get right game after losing to Mississippi State in the midweek.
Well, I don't have much room to try and come back, so I'm gonna go Tennessee to go on the road. Feel like I gotta start picking some upsets, and this one seems possible. You know, can't pick the impossible ones, but I feel like this one is definitely possible on the road with Tennessee and the style of defense they play. But A&M's a hard place to win at, so I'm still gonna go Tennessee to get it done on the road. Next game is number 21 Mississippi State. They're 19-7, 7-6 in conference play, at Oklahoma, who's 16-10. 3-10 in conference play. It's a 12 p.m. tip on SEC Network. I'm going to go State to win on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take State to win on the road, too. You know, maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe I'd have been leaning. Maybe the home team can get it done right here. But the way Mississippi State played the past three games, because you get all the way back to when they played Georgia and then the past 2 weeks when they won. So I'm going to take State to go into the struggle in Oklahoma and put the nail in the coffin to Porter Moses' tournament hope. All right, and the next game is number 24, Ole Miss, 19-7, 8-5 in conference play, at Vanderbilt, 17-9, 5-8 in conference play. It's a 2:30 p.m. SEC Network game. Give me Vanderbilt at home. I'm going to take Vanderbilt at home. It's already a lot of teams have shown it's tough to play at Vanderbilt. You know, we already have Tennessee and Kentucky leaving there. Ole Miss hasn't played really well of late, so I'm going to take the Commies at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Vanderbilt at home as well. I was hoping you would take Ole Miss. At this point, it feels like Ole Miss will probably win it just because both pick Vanderbilt, but I'm going to go Vanderbilt at home.
All right. And then a little Deep South oldest rivalry basketball edition. Georgia, 16-10, 4-9 in conference play, at number 1, Auburn. Auburn is 24-2, 12-1 in conference play. It's the 3 p.m. ESPN game, and I'm going to take Auburn at home. Georgia's struggling late. I just don't see Auburn losing at home to Georgia on a Saturday where the students should, you know, be showing out. So take Auburn.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Auburn as well. Battle of Georgia here. So definitely got to go with Auburn to get it done at home. So next game, number two, Florida, who's 23-3, 10-3 in conference play, at LSU, who's 14-12, 3-10 in conference play. It's 5 p.m. tip on SEC Network. I'm going to go Florida on the road. You know, LSU's hot, but I think that two-game win streak comes to an end.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida as well. You know, it's just hard to pick against them right now. And like you said, Florida, LSU had a good week last week. Don't think it's going to continue this week. So I'm going to take the Gators.
Yeah, next game is number 17, Kentucky, who's 18-8, 7-6 in conference play, at number 4, Alabama, who's 21-5, 10-3 in conference play. It's a 5 p.m. tip on ESPN. I'm going to go with the Tide. I just do not think that I'm going to go with Alabama to lose three straight.
I'm right there with you. I'm going to take Alabama to win at home. Maybe if the game was at Rupp, I might be having a little different feelings. You know, when they played earlier, they already played once in the year, and Bama was able to get on the win on the road. Was it a 5-7-point game? I think it was pretty close around the end. Maybe some free throws, push it up to 5 kind of thing right there. So Kentucky can definitely score with Alabama. Neither team has really played defense most of the season. So in Alabama's home arena, I think they're going to shoot a little better than they did last time in their home arena. So give me the Tide. All right. Next, we have number 15, Missouri, who is 20-6, 9-4 in conference play, at Arkansas. Arkansas is 15-11, 4-9 in conference play. It's a 7 p.m. tip. We do not know the channel. ESPN does not have the channel out yet. So they might be, you know, playing on some Peacock or something like that. Or maybe Arkansas is playing so bad they put it on ESPN Plus instead of SEC Network Plus. So people have to pay.
Walmart Plus.
Walmart. Hey. That's Walmart. Or the CW. Put it on the CW. Who are you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go with Missouri on the road. Just playing really good basketball right now. I don't think it's anything out of the realm of possibility for Arkansas to win at home. But I think Missouri's just playing really well right now.
Yeah, I'm going to take Mizzou too. Like you said, Arkansas, you know, Arkansas's not playing atrocious basketball the past week because they've had close losses. But, you know, in the end, close losses are still losses, and Missouri has been playing good ball as late, like you said, so I'm going to take Mizzou. And then the last game on Saturday is Texas 16-10, 5-8 in conference play, at South Carolina. South Carolina is 10-16, 0-13 in conference play. 7:30 p.m. SEC Network game. I mean, this is just the game we want for prime time on Saturday night. Is this game?
Get them all
right,
out of the way.
Right here. I want to take South Carolina. I really do, but I'm gonna take Texas. You know, South Carolina. There's been a lot of teams, you know, Bama didn't struggle, but a lot of teams, Florida, Auburn, Ole Miss, have struggled at Colonial Life. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities that South Carolina wins this one. But like you've been saying, till South Carolina wins one, can't take them. So give me Texas.
I might have to take them here. The only thing that's got me worried is Trey Johnson. Who's going to guard? I don't know. He can go for 40. That doesn't matter as long as South Carolina wins. I've got to get one back. So let's go South Carolina at home, get their first conference win.
I don't hate it. Don't hate it at all.
All right. Going to Tuesday, number 2, Florida at Georgia, 6 p.m. tip on SEC Network. What you got?
Florida. I mean, I ain't got much to say right here. I just think Florida is a much better basketball team, and I got the Dogs going 0-2, so Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to go Florida as well. I just don't know if Georgia will be able to stop them at home. All right, and next game is number 21, Mississippi State, at number 4, Alabama, at 8 p.m. It is on ESPN2. I'm going to go Bama to go back-to-back and just finally get ready to see that three-game gauntlet at the end of the year. So, going to have Bama to hopefully bounce back against State.
Yeah, I'm going to take Bama too. I mean, if you listen to the show regularly, you know that I talk about what Mississippi State does when they play Alabama. So there's no way I can take Mississippi State to play Alabama right here, or to beat Alabama right here. So give me the Tide. All right, next we got number 6, Tennessee at LSU, 8 p.m. at SEC Network in the PMAC. Who you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Tennessee to go back-to-back wins on the road. Hopefully it happens. LSU gets back to being normal. So going to go with Tennessee on the road.
Yeah, Tennessee. Don't have much to say. I just, you know, Cam Carter probably will get his, but I just don't think there's anybody that can guard Ziegler on that team, or Chaz Lanier if they decide to play, they want to play basketball. So give me Tennessee on the road. All right, and then the last Tuesday night game is South Carolina at number 15, Missouri. 8 p.m. ESPNU game. Take Missouri. I got South Carolina going 0-2. Missouri's playing good basketball. I just don't see them losing to South Carolina at home. So, Tigers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mizzou. Battle of Como. Or not Battle of Como, but Battle of Columbia.
Yeah.
So, also, did you see that Missouri's arena was on fire last night?
I did. That's Caleb Grill.
Yeah, sure was. Probably Nate Oates set the alarm off or something. Why not? Yeah, Mizzou. All right, the first game on Wednesday is number 24, Ole Miss, at number 1, Auburn, 6 p.m. tip on ESPN2. I'm going to go with Auburn. Auburn at home. I don't think Ole Miss can go in there and do it. But if they did, they would have gone in and beaten both Alabama teams at home. So
yeah, I'm not going to say, you know, Diego Pavia was the governor of Alabama last year. I'm not going to say Chris Beard is going to be the governor of Alabama. He's not going to go into Alabama and beat the both SEC teams. So I'm going to take Auburn. You know, Ole Miss did play him close when it was at the Pavilion. But if Auburn can shut down Sean Padula, I just don't see nobody. And I think Denver Jones can, especially at home. So I'm going to take Auburn.
All right. Next game is Vanderbilt at number 7, Texas A&M. 6 p.m. tip on SEC Network. What you got?
Take A&M. At home kind of thing. I just feel like Reed Arena will be good. A good crowd. And I have Vanderbilt winning Saturday. Don't have them to have them win in the midweek. So I'm going to have them going 1-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go with A&M at home. Definitely think that home crowd is going to be the difference. Especially Vanderbilt doesn't play well. I don't think they've won a road game besides LSU.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with A&M at home.
All right. Then we have number 17, Kentucky at Oklahoma. It is the 8 p.m. SEC Network game. What you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Kentucky to win on the road. I would have them bouncing back, but I just don't know if Oklahoma has enough to stop him. Jeremiah Fears has been getting his the past couple games. But I think that's going to be about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you said. Outside of Jeremiah Fears, Oklahoma is not that good. That was a team that won the battle for Atlantis earlier this year, and that was a decent field. It wasn't Maui or anything like that, or it wasn't the players tournament. Is that what they call it, what Alabama played in, the NIL thing, the player?
Players era or something like that.
But it was a decent field, and since Oklahoma's gotten SEC play, it's been tough for them. So take Kentucky to go on the road and get the win. And the last game of the week is Texas at Arkansas. It is a 8 p.m. ESPN2 game. I'm gonna take Arkansas. I'm gonna take Arkansas. I think they're gonna go 2-0 versus Texas. They've already won at the Moody Center. Cal was able to get the job it done at at Texas. So I'm gonna take them at home too. So give me Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Arkansas as well. Take Arkansas to win at home. Think everybody will show up and the crowd will be good. Think are they like big? Were they big rivals when it was the SWC?
I mean, I'm sure they were rivals. I don't know if I call them big rivals. They're not that far from each other. I watch Texas is a big state, so like on the map they don't look that far, but they kind of are. They share a little fan base kind of thing. So I don't think it would be the same thing as like Missouri or definitely A&M, but I don't think they are fond of each other in that way either.
I got you. Well, yeah, I'm gonna go Arkansas at home.
All right, well, I guess that wraps up the slate this week. There's no midweek games, so all 16 teams will be playing. Or sorry, there's no midweek byes. There are midweek games. All 16 teams will be playing in the midweek. So, Jacob, I'm guessing, we got three games after this episode's slate. So, might be getting a lot of games getting thrown at folks next episode.
Yeah. We might just throw all of them into one.
And we got a little time, so let's go ahead and talk about postseason implications a little bit. If you were looking at it right now, how many teams would you put in the field?
I'm gonna look at our power rankings because that is how they should go. I would say at the moment 12.
Is Arkansas in your opinion? I assume you're going to our top 12 is what I was.
I guess so. As of right now, yeah, I think a win Saturday would be big for them. But I mean, they're playing better down the stretch than they were. But man, I don't know. I mean, maybe them and Georgia in a play-in game, I guess at 11. So I guess that would be 4 or 13 technically. But I think there are 11 in for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think 11 is my number right there. I think Arkansas or Georgia could get in. I don't think both of them get in, and especially Georgia. And part of me is of why I'm saying this is, both of us got Georgia going 0-2 this week. They'll be 4-11 in conference play with three games left. I feel like you got to win out to, or at least get 2 or 3 at the end. And I just don't think that's going to happen, kind of thing. I think Vanderbilt's probably pretty close to in with home wins versus Kentucky and Tennessee. I feel like the bubble right now, I'd be fine saying Vanderbilt's on the bubble, but I think Texas, Vandy are in on the bubble right now, looking are in, and then Arkansas and Georgia are on the bubble looking, are they're on the outside looking in, I think.
Oklahoma has to go. Oklahoma's going to finish below 500 in their first time or first year in the conference. So,
They might finish, under 30% win total.
yeah,
And I mean, the way they, I mean, we both got them going 0-2. They'll be 3-12.
yeah,
So I mean, that's 20% right there.
yeah.
Quick math. That's what we're smart. We're college graduates on this podcast right here, so we can do a little math, even though we're in the Alabama education system.
Yeah, that doesn't help anybody. I think if Arkansas goes 7-11,
I think they're. I think you could say they're in. And maybe it has to be because maybe does it? Is it the right seven? Maybe is Missouri one of them games?
yeah.
Kind of thing. If I don't, let's just. We got time. Let's look at Arkansas's
Seven,
schedule.
seven and one in Nashville, maybe, since everybody's going to get an opportunity to play,
So, Arkansas, the schedule is actually really favorable for Arkansas. Missouri, then they have
Texas.
Texas, then they're at South Carolina, at Vanderbilt, and stayed at home. None of them. I mean, Missouri is your toughest game. I mean, we'll see how State's playing down the stretch. So I mean, it's at home. It's not in the hump. So I mean, if you're set, like you said, 7-11 right there, and maybe your win. I mean, South Carolina, Texas, Vanderbilt, maybe. Maybe that's put you right there on the bubble, and you need one in Nashville. But maybe if it's, let's say you lose at Vanderbilt, won't punish you that big. But you get one of State and Missouri, and maybe you don't need the game in Nashville.
Yeah, you know, I think if things were to stay this way, you know, say Oklahoma goes out 6-12. I don't know what the rest of their schedule looks like, but or even let's say 4-14. Let's give them one out of the last five, because we have them going 0-2. But say if we're wrong and they were to somehow win, go 3-2 in these last five, that would have them at 6-12. How many would they need to win in Nashville, do you think?
Two. Maybe one. Their non-conference is good. I got Oklahoma schedule right here. So we got State, and then we have Kentucky. And they finished the year at Ole Miss, Missouri at home, at Texas. So they got four ranked games of their last five. Now, granted, none of them are maybe if you want to say Missouri's in the top, like the juggernauts at the top. But none of the other ones are just like world beaters, in my opinion. So they got a shot. But I don't think I would not bet more than $10, no matter how much it is to win out, that it happens.
Them to win all the way out?
No, I'm saying like for them to get in the tournament. Like, you could, if I put $10 on it and you told me I'd win a million, I don't know if I'd waste my $10. That's how strongly I feel about it, kind of thing.
There you go.
Hey, we'll talk about Georgia too. You know, we've talked about everybody else's schedule. Might as well talk about Georgia's. So they got Auburn, Florida, LL. And they go at Texas, at South Carolina, Vanderbilt at home. Those are winnable. Those last three right there. So 7-11. You win one in Nashville.
Yeah, I think you're in the first four.
Maybe. You know, Georgia's non-con was not as good as Oklahoma's.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe it depends how Oklahoma and whoever we're just talking about finish. Like Arkansas is who I was trying to get with. Depending on how they finish, you know, if they're six wins and you're at seven, maybe you're in. No matter how the non-con goes. So,
yeah, it'll be fun to see how it shakes up down the stretch. I think it's interesting that the nine seed, how the tournament's laid out, 9 through 16 have to play on Wednesday.
I think so. I think that's right.
Because it starts on Wednesday.
16, 10, 15, 11, 14, 12, 13. And then does it automatically – do they see how it goes, or does 9 automatically get paired with 8?
9 and 16 get paired with 8 and then
– automatically.
Yeah. So kind of like it is normally, just with
– yeah. I was thinking about, you know, the NFL, like they do theirs is they see how it goes, and then whoever is the lowest seed to come out gets the high seed. So in this case, you'd be, if the 16 came out, would they get to play the 8, or would they have to play the 5 kind of thing? But if they go ahead and pair it, I guess that makes sense for scouting kind of things, because we're talking about, you know, days they're playing in a row versus the NFL. You got a week to prepare kind of thing.
Yeah, it'll be 9 and 16 play, and then the winner of that will play the 8, and then 10 and 15 will play the 7. That how that goes. So it'll just be different. Not, you know, you have the two open spots with the 12 and 13. Was it? So it was 11, 12, 13, 14. So 12 and 13 is how it used to be, right? And then there was only two open spots.
Right,
those two to play into. So it'll be interesting having four games on Wednesday now instead of only two.
I'm not going to complain though. More hoops.
Yeah, more hoops. Never complain about that. So, both of us, if things go out the way we need them to, we'll both not play until Friday. So that would be
might be making me a little Nashville run.
Yeah, no, I will be regardless. It's my spring break, so.
It's fine too. It's just, you know, if I can find a way for a cheaper ticket.
That's fair. Luckily, get the student perks for one more year. So I'm glad to take it. So, well, I think that wraps up episode 9 of season 6 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.